a broadcast service of City College and the San Diego Community College District. This is Jazz FM 88.3 KSDS San Diego. I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Support for Inside Art comes from the members of San Diego's Jazz 88.3. This week on Inside Art, we'll meet legendary New Orleans trumpeter and bandleader Kermit Ruffins, the new host of KSDS's Jazz Across America New Orleans every Friday. But first, August 29th through September 22nd, Vantage Theater is staging Best Laid Plans, a world premiere play inspired by the true story of a brilliant young architect whose surgery to remove a brain tumor leaves him unexpectedly blind. Alone, lost, and despondent, he struggles to envision a path back to life, much less architecture. That is, until Ludwig von Beethoven shows up. Best Laid Plans, written by Vantage Theater's artistic director Robert Salerno, stars visually impaired actor Blake Stadnick, who's best known for his portrayal of Jack Damon from the NBC hit series This Is Us. It also marks the directing return of San Diego Rep co-founder and artistic director Sam Woodhouse. Sam Woodhouse, Blake Stadnick, and Robert Salerno all join me on this segment of Inside Art, courtesy of Zoom. Gentlemen, welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, Robert, let's start with you, since you were the first person to become aware of the story of Chris Downey. He's the true-life person who inspired Best Laid Plans. When did you see that you had a play here or a story that would develop into something larger?
Well, I first discovered Chris because he was being featured in a lot of news magazines and news stories on television. And I happened to catch one of those, and I thought, wow, this is a really interesting story. At that time, I didn't really have any ambition to put it into a play format, but I just noted it. Because my process is kind of disorganized usually, and I have to wait for something to hit me over the head before I actually start writing something. And usually what that thing is the confluence of two or more ideas that go off like light bulbs and then lead me to some new kind of, you know, insight into a problem that I had been thinking about for a long time. Like with my play Orpheus Rocks, the myth of Orpheus always bothered me because I didn't feel like it was adequately explained. And then the fact that the decade of the 60s was largely trying to be swept under the carpet by media and other sources in the country. And I thought, no, something happened in the 60s that was really important, and something in the Orpheus myth is really important. So anyway, to make a long story short, I combined those two insights that I had into those two issues and created the Orpheus Rocks. And then with the Mozart play that I did, I'd been wanting to write about death. And then I thought about Mozart's death because it was this 250th anniversary year. Okay, let's bring those two things together. And I felt like it needed one other thing. And it was modern physics, of all things. So combining those three things resulted in a play. So with this play, the story of Chris Downey, I thought was very inspirational. Then the next thing that occurred to me was that this process whereby a creative person loses an essential sense that is required for his work echoed the famous story of Beethoven, who lost his hearing as a composer and then went on to compose the best music of his entire life at the end while he was totally deaf. He suffered a lot along the way, and then when he was totally deaf, he actually wrote his most profound music. So then, okay, here it is. That's the story. And so it's a story about loss and transcendence. It's a journey from loss and anger and depression to joy, the joy of overcoming, joy of service, and the joy of second chances. And in Lucas's case, not Chris, I apologize, Chris, because I'm not saying anything about your story. In Lucas's case, it had to do with second chances in life, because he almost died as a result of the surgery, second chances with his family, who he'd become estranged from, and second chances in his career. So that basically This is the story.
Well, it is enough to also inspire Sam Woodhouse to come out of retirement to direct this piece. Sam, tell us a little bit about maybe your first encounter with Robert's script.
I think two amazing characters run into each other in this play. A man who is at the top of his game suddenly finds himself blind, and he's an architect, and the spirit of Ludwig von Beethoven, whose job in the story is to help guide the newly blind architect to a place where he can imagine and envision again creation from his brain. And I found that very provocative. And when the commitment was made to hire a sight impaired actor, I was more inspired.
Yeah, it's a funny story about that. I was at Sam's going away party at the San Diego Rep. And so we chatted afterwards. I said, well, you know, what's up next for you, Sam? And he said, well, you know, I've been thinking about getting back into acting. And, 6 months later, we were planning a reading of this play at the public library over in La Jolla. And I called him up. I said, well, Sam, I have a part for you. So he was originally an actor in the play during the reading. And then after the reading was over, he was very complimentary, which was unnecessary. But I said, well, how would you like to direct it? And that's how he got involved.
Well, let's turn to Blake now. Blake, tell us how you came to this project, and you seem to be very well cast.
Well, it's funny. It was, I think it was Dory, Robert's wife and the executive director of the theater, reached out on social media. And then I think... I told my team about it, and they were like, this sounds great, so let's get the script. And I read, I think, maybe three or four scenes into it. I got to the point where Beethoven had revealed himself, and I was like, all right, I want to do this.
Okay, and how do you like the arc of the whole character? What do you enjoy most about playing this role?
Well, it's fascinating, because they always say art mimics life. And because I lost my eyesight is actually how I discovered theater and performing. And it happened to me at a very young age. So luckily I was very malleable at that time. I didn't have the sort of earth-shattering experience that my character Lucas has. But I often view myself losing my eyesight, even though there have been struggles over the years. Of course there were. But it ultimately, there's a big silver lining, because I discovered this incredible world of performing and storytelling as a result of that. And Chris, in real life, and Lucas, my character, he ultimately discovers that in losing his sight, he is propelled to a whole higher level of artistry, and he's able to think almost like with a fourth dimension, you know? And I just think it's a really fascinating story to tell. And in this story too, Beethoven learned some things along the way. So I think the relationship between the two of them is really the interesting thing to come see.
And another layer of subtext here, Sam, is that the character who plays Beethoven also has an impairment.
Yes, he is hearing impaired, as Beethoven was completely deaf, and our wonderful actor Richard Trujillo is hearing impaired. So we do have a case of a man who is hearing impaired leading a man who's sight impaired forward. As Beethoven says in Best Laid Plans, one door closes, another door opens.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the rest of the cast here, Sam. Who are the other characters here involved?
There are two other actors. There is Leanne Kim plays a very sophisticated neurosurgeon who's hired by the young architect to give him a second opinion on the outcome of the operation that left him blinded. She also plays the mayor of this major city later in the story. And Stephen Murdoch, the very talented actor, plays a doctor as well, and also the former boss or the boss of architect Lucas, who simply cannot imagine how he could return to his workplace and be effective as a blind architect. Fascinating scene when we see the, what I call this, the lack of vision that some people have about the powers and skills and abilities of vision impaired people.
It turns out, just by, you know, crazy circumstance, when we decided we were going to cast this play, initially we said, oh, you know, it would be really great if we had a visually impaired or blind actor playing the main role. Then we cast, you know, did regular casting for the other roles. And the one person who absolutely just knocked it out of the park on his audition was Richard Trujillo. And it wasn't until we were in, I think, the end of the first week of rehearsals that I found out that Richard, playing Beethoven, also is hearing impaired. So we have a blind actor playing a blind architect and a deaf actor playing a deaf composer. I mean, what can be better than that?
We're talking about Best Laid Plans from Vantage Theater, running August 29th through September 22nd at the 10th Avenue Theater in downtown San Diego on 10th Avenue. And where can people get tickets and more information, Robert?
VantageTheater.com is probably the easiest way for people to get tickets. We have a link there to our to TicketSpice, which is the website that's doing the ticketing for us. I'd also like to add that we're inspired by Blake's life, because his life echoes one of the main themes of the play, which is that disability does not mean inability, and that blindness doesn't mean lack of vision. So in keeping with that, we reached out to several of the organizations around town for the blind, San Diego Center for the Blind, the Braille Institute, iHesive, and Architectural Accessibility. And we have planned surround events in the form of pre-show talks by representatives from these different communities. And we are happy to share a percentage of the proceeds with these wonderful organizations.
Well, Blake, we're going to close with you. What do you hope people come away with from your experience as an actor in this role?
I really hope for two things. The first being something that some of the cast commented on after we read through the play the first time. They learned a lot about what it is to be a visually impaired and blind person existing in this world. And I think it's very valuable, because there are certain things that sighted individuals take for granted or don't even notice just when they're walking around the streets, even, that are actually meant for people with vision impairments. They're tools that we use to get around the world. And I think it's really wonderful for them to realize that that's what that these sort of things surround them in their everyday. Secondly, one of the main things that Lucas learns, probably even the bigger thing that he learns, is that there is no point in achieving greatness in your art or in your field if you're not doing it for other people. So valuing your family and the important people in your life and living for them is really the most transcendent thing that you can do.
Actor Blake Stadnick, the star of Best Laid Plans, and we've been also speaking with the show's director, Sam Woodhouse, and playwright Robert Salerno of Vantage Theater. Thank you all for joining me on Inside Art, and best of luck for Best Laid Plans.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Vantage Theater presents the world premiere of Best Laid Plans, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m., August 29th through September 22nd at the 10th Avenue Theater downtown. You can purchase tickets and learn more at VantageTheater.com and through ArtsTix at SDArtsTix.com. Stay with us as we meet the new host of KSDS's Jazz Across America New Orleans program every Friday. Legendary trumpeter and bandleader Kermit Ruffins joins us next as Inside Art continues here on San Diego's Jazz 88.3. Funding for Inside Art comes from the members of Jazz 88.3, where your support brings the joy and history of jazz and all of the arts to San Diego. To become a member, visit jazz88.org/donate.